and things were going from bad to worse. For God's sake, I implore you, come at once if you do not wish to make me and the whole family wretched, wrote the Countess. This letter touched Nicholas. He had that common sense of a matter-of-fact man which showed him what he ought to do. The right thing now was, if not to retire from the service, at any rate to go home on leave. Why he had to go he did not know, but after his after-dinner nap he gave orders to saddle Mars, an extremely vicious grey stallion that had not been ridden for a long time, and when he returned with horse all in a lather, he informed Lavrushka, Denisov's servant who had remained with him, and his comrades who turned up in the evening, that he was applying for leave and was going home. Difficult and strange as it was for him to reflect that he would go away without having heard from the staff, and this interested him extremely, whether he was promoted to a captaincy or would receive the Order of St. Anne for the last manoeuvres. Strange as it was to think that he would go away without having sold his 3 roans to the Polish Count Gulakowski, who was bargaining for the horses Rostov had betted he would sell for 2,000 roubles. Incomprehensible as it seemed that the ball the hussars were giving in honour of the Polish Mademoiselle Prazdyetka, out of rivalry to the Uhlans, who had given one in honour of their Polish Mademoiselle Borzozowska, would take place.